There we go. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. Happy Thursday, everybody. How are you? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, and your biblical teacher and your encourager, and you're also your independent clergy. Hope everybody's doing well on a Thursday, March the 25th, the day after my mom's birthday, 2021. Stand by one moment for a PSA announcement. There we go. Okay. In just a little while, I am going to be telling you guys what's going to be happening on our radio show today. We've got great things happening, and we got an exciting day today. Not only do I have one guest, I have two guests, two of our special comedians. Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, is here, and Coach Dan will be arriving here In just a little while. He'll be pulling up here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. So I hope you guys enjoy our show today. We got some great Christian music, and we'll bring two comedy characters on today, and we're just going to be taking it easy. We got a Bible devotion also coming up. So let's talk about what's going to happen on our show. Now, before I do, I'm jumping ahead because I'm drinking my coffee. I got a new coffee cup I've actually showed you guys on the Morning Brew Christian podcast. It's called Serving Him. I really enjoy it. And on the back of it, it says, be encouraged. What you do is making an eternal difference, one life at a time. And that's what we're here to do at the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio, right? That's right. Okay, before we get started on a Thursday morning, I want you to get your coffee, get coffeed up, tee up, whatever you may be doing, almost like tea time, like it would be like if you're golfing, right? Okay. Now, I want to remind you, prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions. Guys, feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can message me directly in there. Click on that. You can call me or you can message me directly. That goes directly to me. And if I'm not able to catch it, my ministry team is, okay? All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today on a Thursday. Okay, like I said, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church is here right now drinking some coffee. Coach Dan, I see Coach Dan has just now pulled up. I can see him outside the studio window here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. So he is arriving. I'm going to have two intro music for these guys. And great Christian music lined up today. Also, going back to my biblical archives, guys. Things you need to know about the unforgivable sin. Again, things you need to know about the unforgivable sin. I'll be learning that with some Bible scriptures that I'm going to go over and help you with. Okay? So, that being said, it's Thursday. Just got to make it through Thursday, make it through Friday, and then you're on to the weekend. That's how fast it goes around here. Had some heavy rain yesterday up here at Faith Studio 1. A couple of tree limbs broke off. That happens with severe weather. Tis the season. We're into spring season, isn't that right? All right, what do you say? Let's get jumping, Jack, ready. I am. How about you? That's about ready? Man, the allergies. I'll tell you with this weather. All right, let's go. Loosen those joints. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2. Now, wait a minute. 4, 3, 2. Wait a minute. One more time. Everybody get ready. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. Let's roll. And today's Bible devotion is, we are going to be talking about from trial to trumpet, okay? The book of Colossians, friends, in chapter 4 and verse 5, scripture reminds us, walk in wisdom, redeeming the time. You know, the master musician, I should say, knows that suffering precedes glory and acclaim. He or she knows the days, the hours, the months of grueling practice. Boy, we've all been there. I know my niece could probably relate to that. Self-sufficiency, even my daughter, because she's, you know, she plays the trumpet, that precede 1 hour of perfect rendition while their efforts are applauded. You see, the master craftsman knows that years of work and sacrifice and suffering, and apprentice proceeds as being promoted to the master of his trade. You see, also the student knows the years of studying, self-denial, and the commitment that precedes the trumpet day of graduation with honors. Wow. Seemed like I got to freeze there for a second on my Bible dose. Seems like it's been, what, 30-something years. A lot of you guys I know. We're going on a long time. Astronauts spend years, you know, training for flights that can be short as a few days. In fact, the Bible teaches that sacrifice and discipline are necessary if we are to be faithful servants to Christ. In fact, Paul wrote, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, least when I preach to others. I myself should become disqualified. Find that in the good book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27. Discipline your time, discipline your eyes, discipline your mind, discipline your body, and for all the sake of Christ. Amen. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we're about ready to bring on your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Here we go with the music. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll let that ramble for a little while. Let's give a cheer. Let's give a hand clap. It's been since last week only, right? Let's give him some morning crow. And drum roll. He needs a whistle. All right, let's whistle him a little bit. That's right. Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my goodness gracious. Hello there, CA. And hello, everybody. This is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Happy Thursday, my friend.
Well, happy Thursday to you there, Deacon. It's always great talking to you. What has been going on with you, buddy?
Well, CA, I have been so busy. And, I took a Sunday off. I was going to, take a break from church and everything. And then I had an invite from you to counter talk.
Yeah, counter talk, that's right.
Well, basically, little table talk, us three, for a little bit, with Coach Stan.
That's right. I'm going to be introducing Coach Stan here in just a moment. And he is our seasonal man, at least for this year. And he plays for the Yosemite Bears. And I know you have some questions you want to ask him. And I know he's been wanting to talk to you. In fact, you may want to invite him. He's right now talking to Security Sam and Charlie out in the hallway out there. So you may want to talk to him and see if you can invite him to maybe come to the Turnip Cafe.
Well, let me tell you something about the Turnip Cafe this year. We got greens, green beans, potato salad. They got everything. Now, my buddies out there always gives good old Deacon a senior citizen discount. Now, I need to ask Dan how old he is.
That's right. Don't call him Dan. Call him Stan, and we'll find out how old he is, and we'll see. We'll make sure and get that senior citizen discount.
Sounds like a winner to me there, buddy. All right.
Okay. All right, Deacon, are you ready? He is actually in the house.
See, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go ahead and get his music going.
That's right. Let's do it right now. Put me in, Coach. Coach Stan coming up.
Better beat the drum and hold on. The
All right, there we go. I was going to play the majority of it, but I thought, you know what? We need to get him rolling because I've got a long show ahead of me. But when we got two of these guys, let's give a cheer. All right, let's give a round of applause. Let's give a whistle. All right, let's also do a little fanfare. Uh-oh. Drum roll. And countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10.
All right. 10, I always have more trouble with 10, that button on our studio line. Hang on. Okay, there we go. Technical difficulties with yours truly, CA. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, your friend, my friend, our seasonal friend, Coach Dan. Hello, Coach Dan. Popcorn, peanuts, hot dogs. Oh, who's this? Well, this here is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. How about that, guys? Woo! I wish y'all could see it here at the studio. We got some competition. We got Deacon Paul Brown over here to my left, and we got Coach Dan to the right. Well, fellas, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for, as always, coming in and being a special part of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast show on a Thursday. Coach Dan, this is the Deacon. Well, hello there, Deacon. Well, hello there, Coach Dan. I've heard so much about you, and welcome to the to CA's podcast show on iHeartRadio. That's right. Absolutely. Thank you, guys. I appreciate all the warm welcomes and everything. So we're doing a little roundtable, and so I want to just kind of talk a little bit. And Deacon, I know you have some questions that you want to ask Coach Dan. And Coach Dan has some questions that he wants to ask you.
That's right. Can I start off with CA? Me, me, me. Now hold on there, Deacon. Popcorn, hot dogs, peanuts, cold drinks. What in the world are you there, buddy? Are you a concession worker? Well, I used to be.
Well, there you go. Okay, well. All right, Deacon. Go ahead and shoot off with first question. We're only going to do three today, okay? So, Deacon, go ahead and ask him a question. He'll answer it, then he'll ask you a question. We'll do a second and a third. We're going to do like a little mini round table. Deacon, go ahead and ask him.
All right, now, Coach Dan, Coach Dan. Please call me Coach Dan, not Coach Dan. Okay, Coach Stan. Do you happen to sing by any chance there, brother? I'll let you know. Popcorn, peanuts, cold drinks. Well, that ain't telling the Deacon a lot. Well, of course I do. I can sing.
Well, there you go, guys. Okay, so question number one. Deacon, you've already asked that one. Now we're going to go to Coach Stan.
Deacon, I have a question for you. Do you happen to like cold drinks, but you also like to take your popcorn and dip it in there, kind of like? Well, the only kind of cone I like to do that in is caramel corn. Now, I know you guys have caramel corn out there on the ball field, right, with the Yosemite Bears? Absolutely, we sure do.
Well, there you go. So there's question number two answered. So he does like caramel corn dipped in a soft drink. Now, that's really gross. Ooh, okay. But that's okay. Last and final question, then I have a few little words I want to say to you guys. Go ahead, Deacon.
All right, now, if I invite you over to the Turnip Cafe, am I going to be foot with the bill, or are you going to foot the bill?
Now, wait a minute. What kind of question is that you would ask somebody there, Deacon?
Well, I'm asking him a truthful question. In other words, if I invite him to come and eat at the Turnip Cafe, is he going, since he's a coach, and he's got a lot of moolah?
Moolah?
Money, you know, CA.
Yeah, okay, money.
So I think he should buy the Deacon, because us deacons don't make a lot of money, especially even be the choir director there, too, as well. But maybe he'd be able to buy the old Deacon a chicken-fried steak with mashed potatoes and greens.
Coach Stan, what do you think about that? I'll do that under one circumstance. And what's that?
Deacon has to buy popcorn, peanuts, cold drinks with caramel dip in it, in his popcorn, and he needs to come and watch the Yosemite Bears play. Well, I'll do that. I'll bring my lovely wife, Miss Mildred, because she said, honey, I knew you had to talk to him today at the Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas. So if he invites you, he'll invite me to come to the ball game. Absolutely.
That's right. Isn't that right, Coach Dan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You bet. No problem.
Okay, fellas. Well, we got to get rolling. Thank you all for dropping by. Go get you a cup of coffee on the way out. Got a busy day. We're going to hit it off with the Bulletproof Citizen Way.
Yeah.
By the way, at the close of our podcast, I've got a comical song I want y'all to play that I want to play for you all. It's something that everybody has been requesting. So today I'm going to go back to my archives, guys. We're going to talk about things that you need to know about the unforgivable sin. There's some things that are in Scripture, and I'm going to give you 10 of them. And just, you know, as I go through these, I want you to make note, because we're all going to go through these situations. See, according to Jesus, there is one sin a person can do for which there is no forgiveness or pardon, even in this age or the age to come. Okay? Blemishing against the Holy Spirit. But what does it say to mean when you're blemishing the Holy Spirit? Well, we're going to explain to you, or I'm going to explain to you my archives. I've got 10 of them. 10 of these things that you need to know about the unforgivable sin. So I'm going to start off with the first one. Jesus mentions the unforgivable sin in the Gospel of Mark. You see, Jesus, friends, addressed the topic in the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 20 to 30. That's 10 verses in that passage that ends with these words. Assuredly, I say to you, all sin will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatsoever blemishings that may utter, but he who blemishes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation. Find that in the book of Mark, chapter 3. Read those little short verses in 28 to 29. This is the verse that gets quoted whenever Christians address this issue. But the passage, friends, doesn't stop here. My second point on the number two is to correctly understand the unforgivable sin passage, you need to look at the very last phrase. Take a look at this again, finishing the statement in verses 28 to 30. Assuredly, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of man, and whatsoever blemishes they may utter, but who blemishes against the Holy Spirit has forgiveness, but is he subject to eternal condemnation, because they said he is an unclean spirit. You see, friends, that paragraph has been the source of the great misunderstandings in the Christian realm. To arrive at the correct interpretation, we have to begin with the last phrase, which explains why Jesus made this statement. He gives us this teaching because his foes were accusing him of having an unclean spirit in that verse 22. Our God was telling them, in essence, there is a sin that are on the verge of committing. You should be very careful because you are to do something for which there is no forgiveness. My third point. The unforgiving sin is not a thoughtful mistake. Now, let me take a moment and say the unforgiving sin isn't something, friends, that someone commits randomly. The scribes who come from Jerusalem didn't just do it on a whim. If you follow the references to the scribes throughout the book of Mark, you will see there is a progression to their unbelief. They were initially curious about Jesus and his ministry. In fact, they had some questions. In time, they grew indifferent, but then their indifference masterized into this miraculous attitude that becomes so hateful and vengeance that ultimately nailed Jesus to the cross. My fourth point I want to make on my notes is there is a Greek verb that proves it's not an instant reaction. In our story, if you go back, friends, in the book of Mark chapter 3 and you read that scripture, there is an interesting fact that apparent in the Greek New Testament. According to the verse in verse 22, the scribe said he is Beelzebub. The verb for said is the imperfect tense. It can be translated like they kept on saying. It wasn't just a matter of thoughtfulness, words, or instant reaction. The words represented as hardened attitude and embittered and impurted heart. Fifth point. It shows us the progression reaction can be the most dangerous. You see, friends, when God convicts us of sin and presents us with the gospel, it's dangerous to neglect it, especially if our procrastination becomes chronic. Now, let me stop here on my notes. We've all procrastinated about something, haven't we? I have, you have, we all have. And sometimes it's the scripture verses as far as, well, I'm going to read the Bible next week, and we wind up not reading it like we should every day, like He wants us to. We resist and resist and resist. After a while, we become so hard-hearted and sin-hearted that we grow callous of our soul, which can happen. Our ears can't receive the truth. Our minds shake off the conviction of the Spirit. And we become this clinic of conscience. And throughout, the grace of God is still available to us. We just push away from it the more you think about it. Now, my sixth point on my notes is, knowing the Word of God isn't enough. The scribes have become Jesus resented because of the time-lapsed attitude of their own evil hearts. It is tragic for those scribes that have devoted their lives to copying the Word of God. Note the relationship between the word scribe and scribble. These men have copied and copied the Old Testament. Every day they copied an ancient scripture scroll by hand. They had copied Isaiah chapter 53 about the suffering servant. They copied Psalms 22 about the death of the Messiah. They also knew about Malachi chapter 5 and the prophecy of our Lord's birth, yet the hearts had become so hardened they couldn't receive the grace when it arrived in the person of Jesus. My seventh point is, we can be hardened to the spiritual truth by living in the middle of it. We can go to church and we can read the Bible so much, friends, that the words no longer register with us. You see, the scribes come to the place where they were so familiar with the religious things that when the Son of Man showed up, they didn't know He was, and they accused Him of being from Satan. My eighth point, the unforgivable sin is denying the dignity of Christ. By ascribing the miracles of Jesus to Satan, the religious leaders were denying the dignity of Jesus Christ. They were saying He could not be God, yet His miracles, He was showing Himself to be nothing and no less than God. Only God Himself could do what they had done. His followers believed in His identity. My ninth point, rejecting the Holy Spirit and rejecting the identity of Christ are connected. It's the Holy Spirit who witnessed to the identity of Christ in our world today. You see, God is three in one. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But it's the Holy Spirit who witnessed to the identity of Christ in our world today. Keep in mind, so when you refuse to accept the ministry of the Holy Spirit, or you ascribe His ministry to Satan, you give up the final opportunity to be saved. You must believe in Jesus as what the Son of God. We are to accept the witness of the Holy Spirit and act upon the conviction He brings. My tenth and final point, if you're worried that you may have committed a sin, God will not forgive you, likely not committed that sin. Now, the thought of the unforgivable sin, I want you to keep in mind, has haunted sensitive people in every Christian century. And maybe it has haunted you. I want to be clear in saying, friends, that if you are bothered in the spirit that you have committed a sin from God, you committed a sin, God will not forgive the very fact that you have anxiety over the evidence you have not committed the sin. If He is still working in your heart, it is not possible to commit the unpardonable sin. The very fact that you are reading any article, especially when it pertains to the Word of God, is a tremendous indication that you have not committed the unforgivable sin described in the book, Good Gospel of Mark. Let me give you the summary of this unpardonable sin. Okay, it is essence that the unforgivable sin is hardening the heart against God and repeating refusal to respond to the entries to your soul. But by continuing to resist and reject the Lord, you build this callus on your soul until the conviction of the Spirit of the Lord no longer registers in your heart. Over a period of time, you become hardened. You hear the word of God and it makes no impact on you. If you die in that condition, there's no further forgiveness available. For those who reject Jesus Christ, there is no forgiveness anywhere else, anytime, either in this world or the next. He died for you, and if you reject that, there's no sacrifice for sin. So don't worry that you've committed the unpardonable sin. But if you don't know Jesus Christ, and I'm telling you, as your personal Savior, be concerned that you might. So here's some closing thoughts on my notes. Have you resisted? If you resisted Christ and refused Him as your Savior, and if something happens when you die, you have committed the unpardonable sin. You don't get a second chance after death. Whatever we do concerning Christ, we do in this life. Don't gamble. Please don't gamble that you will have time to respond later. The Bible says, make note in the book of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6, seek the Lord while He can be found, call upon Him while He is near. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is who He claims to be. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. He is the only way to God. He is the Son of God, the man of God, our Savior, the Word made flesh, the firstborn from the dead. He is our Maker, Defender, our Redeemer, and our Friend. He is Christ the Lord, Rock of Ages, for sure foundation, and the cornerstone. When He is your unforgettable Savior, you will never have to worry about the unforgivable sin. And that's what I want you to remember. So, CA, through all this, what's the point? You got that choice, like I said. You can either get it right with God, or you can reject Him. If you reject Him so many times, He's not going to come to you. The best advice I can give you is do not reject God. Do not reject when He is talking to you, when He is speaking to you. He loves the sinners. Think about this with Easter coming up. We just don't celebrate Easter just because. We should celebrate Easter every day because He is risen. Good Friday is a very somber day. He died on the cross for CA's sins, Julie's sins, Tommy's sins, Martha's sins, Mark's sins, any of you other guys' names out there. These are just makeup names I have with the exception of my name. The greatest decision I made 49 years ago was accepting Jesus into my life. I'm so glad I have Him in my life. He is my guide. He will take me by His side by listening to Him and being obedient. Oh, friends, I can tell you after I got saved, I didn't listen to Him near as much as I need to. But in my young, wise, old age, I'm listening to Him more than ever because I want to be the beacon lighthouse for Him. I don't want my good deeds, which I'm glad I do good deeds, but I don't want my good deeds to get me to heaven. I want to get to heaven because I love Him. Because I believe in Him. I believe He's Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. And God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and He died on the cross for my sin because He loved me. And I love Him. And I will bow down to my Savior. He is my everything. And my prayer for you is if I can help you. Here at Faith Studio One, I want you to email me. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Anybody that denies Christ is crazy because you're not going to get very many opportunities. Eventually, the Holy Spirit will not be knocking on your door of your heart. You got a soul. When you leave here, you got to go one way or the other. Bible reminds us, Scripture reminds us that it's going to be a very broadened path to get to heaven. Not going to be very many people making it to heaven. Be a lot more in the pit, the lake of fire. You don't want to be Krispy Kreme in a lake of fire. Don't you want to be in paradise where He has many mansions and your grandparents are hopefully up there, your moms and dads, people that gone on before us, hopefully they accepted Christ as personal Savior. That's why my job and mission and my mission statement that I stand by is just like the back of serving Him. Let me read that again on my coffee mug that I'm drinking. Be encouraged. What you can do is making an internal difference one life at a time. If I can get one saved, I'm happy camper. I'll never know till one day God says on your podcast show on iHeartRadio, this is so-and-so accepted your personal invitation. Because a lot of times, sometimes people won't email me and tell me, and that's okay. I don't want it ever to be an embarrassing moment. If you accepted Christ, if my message reaches you, please email me and let me know. Or call me up on that line. Go to the Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. And, you know, you're following me for free. Everything's free, free, free. And when you're doing that, be sure to message me. You can message me or you can call me. It doesn't matter, friends. I'm here for you, and my ministry team is too as well. Okay, we're going to close out on a Thursday with a great song that everybody loves. It's a request from some people, and it's a Ray Stevens comical, give you a good laugh on a Thursday, The Mississippi Squirrel.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi. Visit my granny in her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed it down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck it in the church. I sat way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. It's hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that someone was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newman's coveralls. Harv leaped to his feet, said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in a sleeping little town of Pascagoula. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon, and Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit of the looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As that squirrel made laps inside the dress, she began to cry, and then to confess the sins and make a sailor blush with shame. She told the gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names the day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival. It broke out in revival. They were jumping the pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" Seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 was raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications. We all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass over the miracles of God has wrought in this old world. Is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping the pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" And the day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleeping.
There we go. The day the squirrel went berserk at the Mississippi Revival. Something like that, isn't it? All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for listening to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio on a Thursday. I have some information, updates, and we're going to have to add him on prayer request. If you didn't get a chance to check out my Facebook page, you can get a lot of my live cast. I'm going to be having special guests on there from time to time coming up here in the near future. Got some devastating, sad news. A very good friend of mine, Mr. B.J. Thomas. We're going to be spotlighting him. I'm doing a very special spotlight Saturday. I will have a post in on here. I encourage you guys to listen to it. I will share with you about his faith. I am personally good friends with Mr. B.J. Thomas. He told me never to call him Mr. Thomas, always call him B.J. or Billy Joel. He has been diagnosed, sadly, with stage 4 lung cancer. We need to pray for him. We need to keep him in our thoughts and our prayers. It came up last night about 7 o'clock Central Daylight Time. I received a message from Team Thomas, the music team, and they notified me and told me that BJ has been seeking treatment. And, you know, him and Gloria have been married for 53 years. BJ and Gloria are the nicest people, let me tell you, friends. I want you to share a prayer request and put Mr. BJ Thomas on your prayers, okay? We need to pray for God's touch on him here in just a little bit, okay? Also, I want you to be sure to tune in Saturday. I'm going to do a podcast Friday too, but a special spotlight. We're bringing spotlight back a little bit. I've already done one on Rich Mullins. I had a request for that. So we're doing a very special spotlight Monday. I mean, not Monday. Spotlight Saturday for my friend BJ Thomas. I'm going to share with you his faith that he had shared with me. Okay. He's a great singer. A lot of y'all that don't know him, search him up on YouTube. Raindrops are falling on my head. One of my all-time favorites along with that, and we're going to be playing that too on Spotlight Saturday, is Whatever Happened. Whatever happened to old-fashioned love? Amen. Whatever happened to old-fashioned love? You don't see it out there anymore, hardly. So, again, tune in Saturday. I'll have that up and running for you. Let's lead off in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you just watch over, God, and protect us. Oh, Jesus, we think of Mr. B.J. Thomas just being diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. I pray for a touch for him, from you to him, I should say. And I pray that you just guide him, protect him, comfort him. Be with Gloria. Be with the grandkids. Be with his son-in-law. Be with his daughters. Wrap that whole Thomas family all around, we pray, dear Jesus. Watch over God and protect him, and be with us and protect us too as we come back on another day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm not going to be playing any music for closeout, friends, but I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side, and I also want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E. Again, this is C.A., your on-air personality, biblical teacher, independent clergy, and encourager on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Also, follow me on Spotify. We are on there as well. And Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasts. Give me a rating if you're on Apple or Google. I'd sure appreciate it. And thank you for all your kind words. And share my podcast anytime. You have my permission. Again, this is CA getting ready to cut the lights off on a Thursday morning here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.